Hello.
Hello.
Everyone's experience is different. That is a true statement. And that takes care of the diversity. Sometimes I think my experience of the order has been, yep, the diversity is well taken care of, and that there's a bit more interest in a way, or even concern about unity. So I just wanted to say that. Unity is really at the heart of my practice and my going for refuge. And one of my absolutely favorite things from Bhante, it may be how I decided to stick with it through the Triratna and be a student of Sangharakshita's, was his initial coming to Buddhism, which we've all read about, when he was reading the Diamond Sutra and the Sutra of Weineng, and through those had a glimpse or whatever of emptiness and of reality. And subsequent to that, he's written extensively, and it's scattered all through everything he's given us, that the unity of this experience is all about reality, capital R, the way things really are. And I, too, experience that primarily as emptiness, or as the open dimension, shunyata. So right away, powerful, powerful connection with Sangharakshita. And if I'm inspired, somewhere in that inspiration, it's always about this transcendental unity. So I'm always kind of looking for that in my dealings in the Sangha. So I just wanted to, I won't say more about that, but it's very, very central to my practice. And to my perspective when anything comes up in order life. Now I'm going to change gears and spend most of my time talking about something quite different, and that is early on, well before I was ordained, and an aspect of diversity, which is that I came from a family context. When I first came to Aryaloka, it was the end of 1991. It was the middle of the day on a weekday, and I showed up with my two children, ages 1 and 3. You can imagine us, the one-year-old, just barely navigating those stairs, and then toddling across the floor. And I walked into the tail end of a council meeting. I had no idea. I don't remember if I'd called ahead. I think I may have done, to say I was coming. I think there were 5 people there. It was Vidyavati, Manjuvajra, Vajramati, and Buddhapalita, and probably Punya, though I'm not sure who the 5th person was. So my impression is that they all left very hastily, really quickly, like scattered, and left Vidyavati to show me around. So there we were, the 2 little ones. I can remember standing up in the shrine room and talking her ear off. I was already a Buddhist, and I already had meditation experience and a lot of reading and lots to be excited about making a connection. So I was frantically trying to make a connection by talking at this poor woman with my 2 little kids around my knees, you know. The fact that I had young children and lived at home with their dad, with my husband at the time, was going to be a bit challenging. While in theory, families and children were welcome, for example, at festival days, there was no accommodation for them at all. So I can remember sitting in the back of this room, sort of behind where Elizabeth and Nora are. I'd brought the blanket, I'd brought the snacks, I'd brought the juice bottles, I'd brought toys, I'd brought everything for the kids. You know, life with kids. You've got everything. And there we were sitting in the back, and I was completely comfortable. There was a talk going on. Mantravaja was giving a talk. His talks are outstanding, by the way. And they were up and down, and it was distracting, and that was totally fine with me, but it wasn't really okay in the setting, not really okay in the situation. No one introduced themselves to the kids. No one kind of acknowledged them, and sitting in the back felt like the closest I could get into things. So among the order members, there was a mix, quite a mix, of skepticism, whether I could really go for refuge in a family context. There was a lack of experience with children and family life. And there was a lack of knowing how to relate to me or to support me in relation to family and my interest in Dharma practice. And on the part of some, there was a fairly obvious view that family and children were a hindrance, an entanglement to be avoided. This was a prevailing view in some circles, pretty common throughout the movement at the time. You'll be glad to know that's changed significantly, dramatically, 180 degrees. But I basically ignored all of that. I just didn't take it seriously. Family, no, I just didn't. Because I knew family was my context. I was totally in it, totally confident with what I was doing every day, and I was committed to my practice, and I was completely confident with what I felt as my own commitment, and I was very excited, so I just didn't make it a problem. I went to great lengths to do both family life and practice full on. I won't go into the details of what those great lengths were. Great lengths. I knew I was growing, learning, becoming more aware. I was becoming more loving. In other words, I could feel the fruits of practice as time went on. And yet, there was this view that I was in the imprisoning conditions of family life. But I made it work. And Vidyavati was an exception to this attitude of hindrance. She was very friendly and very supportive and very welcoming. She made it seem feasible and helped me go on retreat and helped me in my approach of not taking it seriously and not making things a problem. When in 2000 I received my invitation to be ordained, I was slightly surprised, actually. It had been 6 or 7 years of training, but I was pretty sure that I was on the 20-year track because I was in a family and there were some constraints. So when it was felt that I was ready to be ordained, I was pleasantly surprised. One of the, and I went off to Tuscany for, I was away for 8 weeks, which was a long time to be away again. Great lengths to make all that happen. There were some other mothers on that retreat. We were about 20% of the whole of the number. Family things started to turn around in the late 90s in the UK and even here, I think. There's a big family event at Buddhafield. There's a lot going on in certain parts of the UK. Here at Aryaloka, activities for families and children kind of come and go in waves depending on time availability and energy of those who are in family. So it's no longer considered a wrong path in any way to go for refuge and be in a family context. And there's second-generation Buddhists in the order. There are some mother-daughter Dharmacharinis. I don't know if there's any father-son Dharmacharis yet, but there will be. So diversity in life of lifestyle, that's the level we're talking about, lifestyle. Diversity of lifestyle definitely includes families. There are babies at the conventions. Think of that. There's kind of laughter and people, little feet running around and cries in the background. So it's come a long way since 1991.
Thank you very much.